This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The government has issued operational guidelines for the implementation of the model solar village under the PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana. The new and renewable energy ministry in a statement yesterday said that under the scheme, emphasis has been placed on creating one model solar village per district across the country. The ministry said that a total financial outlay of 800 crore rupees has been allocated for this component. The Information and Broadcasting Ministry has extended the time for receiving comments and suggestions on the Draft Broadcasting Services Regulation Bill till 15th October this year, saying that a fresh draft legislation will be published after detailed consultations. The draft bill was placed in public domain in November last year, along with the explanatory notes for comments of the stakeholders and the general public. The ministry said the multiple recommendations, comments and suggestions were received, including from various associations on the draft bill. It is holding a series of consultations with the stakeholders on the draft bill. Madhya Pradesh government has announced a 20% increase in the honorarium for elected public representatives of all urban bodies. Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav said that starting next month, all mayors, chairpersons, vice chairpersons and councillors will benefit from this increase. He was addressing the Devi Ahilyabai Holkar Women Public Representatives Conference in Bhopal yesterday. Gross direct tax collections from April 1 to August 11 have increased by 23.99% over the same period of the previous year, reaching 8.13 lakh crore rupees. The Income Tax Department said that collections were 6.55 lakh crore rupees during the same period last year. Net collections were recorded at 6.93 lakh crore rupees, reflecting an increase of 22.48%. Indian Railway Catering and Tourism Corporation, IRCTC, and the National Capital Region Transport Corporation, NCRTC, have collaborated to launch One India, One Ticket initiative to enhance the travel experience for passengers on Indian Railways and Namo Bharat trains. It will allow passengers to book Namo Bharat tickets through IRCTC platform with flexible cancellation and payment. IRCTC, in a statement, said that passengers can generate unique QR code for Namo Bharat train ticket. The code will be valid for 4 days around the journey date options. Namo Bharat tickets can be booked up to 120 days in advance, aligning with the current railway reservation window. The Reserve Bank has directed non-banking financial companies, NBFCs, to return 100% of deposit amount within the first 3 months if the depositor seeks the withdrawal, citing an emergency like medical expenses or natural calamity. In a statement, RBI said no interest will be paid for such premature withdrawals. In case a depositor wishes to withdraw for any other reason, the NBFCs can pay 50% of the deposit without paying any interest. It added that not more than 50% of the principal sum or 5 lakh rupees, whichever is lower, may be prematurely paid. RBI has further asked NBFCs to intimate depositors about a maturity 14 days ahead, as against the present regulations stipulating it at 2 months. These changes will come into force from 1st January 2025. Iranian Vice President Mohammad Javad Zarif has resigned from his post just 11 days after his appointment. In a social media post, Mr. Zarif said that he is not satisfied with the result of his work as head of the steering council for selecting the new Iranian administration's cabinet members. According to Mr. Zarif, at least 7 of the 19 ministers nominated were not his first choice. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued orange alert for heavy rain in central, northeastern and southern parts of the country during the next 2 days. According to IMD, isolated heavy rainfall will continue over Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, east and northeast India for the next 7 days. The Big Cricket League, BCL, a franchise-based T20 event that will offer aspiring local players a chance to play alongside their cricketing heroes, has joined hands with the national broadcaster Prasar Bharati in a landmark long-term deal. The inaugural edition of BCL will be held in September this year in Lucknow. BCL will be broadcast live on DD Sports across the country, and Prasar Bharati will also be promoting the league across its network. And that is the end of this news bulletin.